This program contains what may be graphic and sensitive material to certain people.
Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here's your host, Dave Parker.
I never had that from my own mother, you know, so to have that, it made me feel secured, you know, to myself, you'll be all right.
Thank you for listening to Don's Place, Part 1, on Spirit of the Delaware Valley. Don's Place, Part 2, is next.
And I walked in that door, and there were three Indonesian women standing there with plates of food. This is a little weird.
Yeah.
Like they're telling me to eat. And I just came from the streets, living in abandoned houses. Nobody welcomed you home. Nobody was standing in the abandoned house with plates of food.
That feeling of when you were hugged, did you feel the love of Jesus, the love of the Blessed Mother? Or was it...
I just felt love.
And home.
Cared for.
Cared home. For.
You know.
Yeah. That's powerful. That's so powerful.
Something that I never felt in my whole entire life, mm-hmm. you know.
But you knew you wanted more of it, right?
I did.
Yes.
I did, definitely.
Yeah, and that went a long way in your thought process and your feelings.
Definitely. I was 44 when I walked in there with a third grade level. They helped me tremendously. Mm-hmm. In about maybe 3 months of living there, I was up to a college level reading because they made sure I was at a GED.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, they just helped me become who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Dawn's Place is, I will love Dawn's Place to the day I'm gone from here. You know, there's nothing mm-hmm. I wouldn't do for them.
Well, you work there now, full time.
I do work there full time.
What is your role there now?
I'm the resident coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah, and I they used to meet every Monday at 1 o'clock behind this door, and the nuns
mm-hmm.
and the social workers. And I wanted to know what they were talking about in there. So I would try to get
inquiring mind yes, wanted to know.
I would try to get as close as I could to hear what they were saying because I knew they were in there talking about us,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that they were helping us. So I want to do what they're doing.
Yes.
You know, and that was my dream to do, mm-hmm. to start helping women. So I do want to talk about, there was one day that I was up in my room, and in my room it had two windows, and the windowsills were big enough for me to sit on. They were low enough and big enough for me to sit on just to look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing that one day, and I felt something. I don't know what it was. But I felt something, and it took me running out of my room. I was on the third floor. I ran all the way down to the office,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, Sister Eileen, Sister Eileen. I just had a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
I said, mm-hmm. She's like, what are you talking about? And I said, I just was sitting in my room, and something whispered in my ear that they brought me back to where I was born to help me get pure and clean again.
Wow.
And the ladies heard me, and they mm-hmm. thought I was nuts.
Uh-huh.
But I really believe that with all my heart.
Well, I believe it.
I believe it.
I believe
it. I definitely
it.
Do.
Oh, yeah. That's how the still small voice of the Holy Spirit of the Lord works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be loud.
Mm-mm.
It could be very quiet, but that one time, boom. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I heard it, and I felt it.
Amen.
Yes, definitely. But, yeah, being a
ladies, if you feel like jumping up and down and praising God, all of you, all y'all, wait till the end.
Hey,
wait till the end.
Listen, I praise God.
What a beautiful
God.
Story.
I praise God every day for the two of these women.
Yeah.
Because we
yeah.
wouldn't have Dawn's Place. We wouldn't be able to help the women that mm-hmm. we do if we didn't have Anne Marie and if we didn't have Sister Megan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm ready to jump up all and right. down and praise God.
Let me key up some music. Wait, okay. I had to go there. So, but what a story. And ladies and gentlemen, I know many of you listening to Holy Spirit Radio in this wonderful interview and this beautiful story of redemption. And you may have family members, immediate family members that have experienced this. You yourselves may have experienced this or know someone in the extended family or neighbors or church members. So I just want you to invite you to learn more about Dawn's Place. Well, I remember from that first interview with Bishop Sarando and the two priests, Father Behe and Father Swanson, you know, it's... We think it's out there in some other country, but it's, and a lot of us, you know, get the NIMBY thing, like, not in my backyard. Oh, that stuff can't happen in my backyard. Well, of all kinds of things, but it does. So don't hesitate. If you're struggling with this in your own family, have courage and pray. Before we get back to Anne Marie, how does someone get involved? Or if they want to call, I'm sure it's all confidential.
It is all confidential.
Yes.
One thing they can do is call the Human Trafficking Hotline, which we have posted on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And that, depending upon where they are in the country, they can place, the, you know, say what services they're specifically mm-hmm. looking for. If someone is looking, what makes John's Place unique is that we do offer the sexual trauma therapy that Mary was speaking of earlier, and also a warm bed. All of our women have a private bedroom, mm-hmm. which is my favorite thing about working at Dawn's Place. When a new woman comes in, we give her the key to the bedroom. It's, for a lot of them, I would say for most of them since I've been there, and probably even earlier, it's the first time they may have had a key,
mm-hmm.
that, a place that was their own.
Exactly.
So to come to Dawn's Place, you have to be ready to... we have a program. So you have to do the program. If you're coming with an addiction, you have to be 30 days clean, willing to continue to stay sober and work on your addiction. But there's others. There's immediate help. Like, we partner with the Salvation Army, New Day, New Home. There's a drop-in center that people can go to. There's a lot of resources that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just finding the right ones and
yes.
what fits.
So what is Dawn's Place website or contact?
www.ahomefordawn.org.
Okay. Well, thank you. Mary, do you want to add anything while we're in this little interlude
yeah,
before I get back to Anne Marie?
Absolutely. So, you know, over the years, and I remember and will remember till my dying day meeting Anne Marie at the jail,
mm-hmm.
at that little woebegone face. You know, she just looked mm-hmm. so sad, so beaten down. So, and the woman that you see today was hidden in that woman.
Mm-hmm.
She just needed the help. She just needed the trauma. A recovery therapy. She just mm-hmm. needed somebody to love her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an amazing woman to this day.
Yeah.
So that
excellent.
she's one of so, so many that I have seen over the years mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. you can see that the women who get this help blossom. You know, they completely change their outlook. They realize that they they're worth something,
mm-hmm.
you know, that people love them, that God loves them, that they're not how they viewed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To that end, Mary, you presented this. It's a portrait of exploitation. Why don't
Correct.
You explain that a little bit? I know it. You can't see it, folks. Is this up on your website at all or anything like that?
It should be.
Yeah, we could do that. That's
okay,
actually a good
but what,
idea.
Well, okay,
I'll tell you what this is.
You can describe it better
so
than I can.
I guess a detective in Denver a number of years ago got tired of what he was saying, which is the revolving door that I spoke about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what he did was he compiled some actual mugshots
mm-hmm.
of women arrested for prostitution. And on this page, you can see, if you look across the screen, the same woman eight times, the first eight arrests
yeah,
for prostitution. Prostitution,
right.
correct,
yeah.
from left to right. And all of these arrests are within a two-year period.
Wow.
And if you see the woman on the far left, right, the woman mm-hmm. at her first arrest, you see no signs of drug addiction. You see clear eyes. You see health. You
mm-hmm.
see, you know, just an ordinary-looking person. By the time you get to the end, to the right side of the page, within a two-year period,
mm-hmm.
you see a woman that looks like a refugee from a war zone. I mean, beaten,
mm-hmm. yeah.
like can't even like look into the camera, just
a,
horrific beyond
a
words.
A shell of
a human being.
Selves.
Correct.
Yes.
The trauma is so horrific.
Yeah.
And so one thing that we didn't talk about at this program that I think we should talk about, and that is what we call the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Those men that consume human beings this way, and many of them don't realize that this is what they're doing
mm-hmm.
because the women have to be motivated to get them to come back, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Whether there's a pimp beating the crap out of this woman until she produces a certain amount of money by the end of the day, which mm-hmm. unfortunately Anne Marie knows as well because that has happened to her, or whether it's just the addiction itself mm-hmm. or whatever it is, that woman can't afford to let the man know that because mm-hmm. she needs him to come back, right?
Yes.
So
yeah.
there's that. And then there's pornography, which mm-hmm. so many men think is just this harmless thing.
Absolutely.
Because they assume that the people that they're watching are well compensated or want to engage in that behavior. When the reality is you may be looking at a portrait of a picture of a smiling woman, but you don't know if there's a gun at the end of the other end of that camera.
Absolutely.
So you are potentially contributing to one of the worst plagues in human history. And I will also say this. When Russia invaded the Ukraine, the searches on all of these sex channels became
yes.
Ukrainian women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not obviously going to look, but I'm certain that in time, because this whole horrible thing is happening in Israel, that the same type of thing will happen.
Mm-hmm.
That there are people looking to take advantage of helpless women mm-hmm. who are at their last rope. So
and make money off
and
of
make
that.
Money
by a
make
pure
money
exploitation.
About it. It's
a multi-billion-dollar business.
Oh, it is. Well, I understand it's $150 or $152 billion worldwide industry. Where all these things that Mary had said and Sister Megan and Anne Marie, it's going on in our backyard. But also, yes. and I remember Bishop Sarando saying, you have to think of it as, you know, we, the United States, as a nation state. Well, all the other nation states are plagued by this horrific problem as well.
Correct.
That's so it's
correct.
Not unique,
it's
and as
not
you just
unique.
Alluded to.
It's not unique. You're going to see this wherever you see anybody who thinks that they can take money and use that money to purchase another person.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It is not work. It is exploitation, and it harms the individual to an unbelievable extent.
Mm-hmm.
And look what it takes to take one of these women who has been treated this way over the years. It takes years of therapy, of care, of love, mm-hmm. of shelter, of all the things that Dawn's Place provides.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So one of the things we do at Dawn's Place, we have two missions. One is to provide the care for the victims of human trafficking. We use the umbrella term commercial sexual exploitation
mm-hmm.
because it covers
CSE.
Prostitution.
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
CSE. It covers prostitution. It covers sex trafficking. It covers pornography. It covers that entire
mm-hmm.
umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. Plus, we raise awareness of the harms of these things because we find that so many, many people just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to colleges, to high schools all around the area, and I remember, like, it is not uncommon, mm-hmm. especially at college, to have one question from the one person in the crowd. Usually, I'm sorry to say, Dave, a man, but the man will say, well, can't we keep the
I
good
can take
things?
It. Go ahead.
Yeah, can't we keep the good things about prostitution and just eliminate the harms? And I'm always like, well, what good things?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what good things?
Yeah. You know? Tell me right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it just always trips me out that there are people who think that this can be okay. Mm-hmm. That this is not necessarily, that only in certain areas is this a very bad thing. The reality is that over time, the same women who have said to me, no, everything's fine, I just have this drug addiction, mm-hmm. over time after they receive therapy, well, you know, this happened to me when I was a child or this or that mm-hmm. or the other. I remember a young lady who was asked by the judge in the Project Dawn Court,
mm-hmm,
she was
mm-hmm.
asked if she knew how she, you know, started doing this. And she said, oh, I know exactly what happened. She said, I was a straight-A student in the Chamonix High School in Bucks County.
Wow.
She said, I was in Reading Olympics. I taught underprivileged kids how to read. She said, and then my first boyfriend pimped me out.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I got hooked. And now I can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this can happen to anyone at any time. It's a horrific thing. And if people are looking to fight it, if people mm-hmm. are looking to help, Dawn's Place offers an opportunity for people mm-hmm. to do that right in their own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mary. Well, I was just going to say, I mean, that hits definitely home. I mean, Neshaminy School District, the whole thing. I mean, that they're within our listening radius, okay? Yep. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could be anybody. Anybody.
Yep. I've lost track of how many women I have met who came from wealthy upper middle class homes who were molested as children and wound up on the street in Kensington. Mm-hmm. And people think because they're on the street in Kensington that they're from Kensington.
Yeah, they're from the city.
Yeah. No, they came from incredibly exclusive, expensive neighborhoods.
Yeah. Well-to-do.
Many of those women have gone to Dawn's Place and have managed to get out of the life. But the reality is, this plague has no boundaries.
You call it a plague, but I just going back to add another word to describe it, slavery, modern slavery.
That's exactly what
it is. It's a human rights violation.
Yes, it is.
Right. Okay. And I think, you know, we think Julia Roberts had a happy ending at the end of Pretty Woman, right?
Yeah.
So there is that societal judgment, too, that needs to shift. Stop talking and judging women as, quote, the prostitutes or a prostitute, and start thinking of her being prostituted. It's an action done to her.
Yes.
As opposed to this is what she chooses, because they're not seeing the money. The pimp and the abusers are the ones that are seeing that money.
Yeah, multiple times a day. Yeah.
And a lot of us, you know, there are women that
in most cases, a lot of cases.
Yes. There are women that are given drugs so that they can perform sex acts 20, 30, however many times a day.
Yes.
And if they don't bring enough back, they get beat for it.
Right.
Yes.
If they don't bring enough money back to the pimp, then they get beat for it.
Oh, absolutely.
And sent back out to do it all over.
Well, let me switch back over to you, Anne Marie. Well, thank you. Thank you, ladies, for adding all that good information in to educate our listeners. So, what else do you want to say, Anne Marie?
Well, just about Dawn's Place. You know, I used to say, I did the work at Dawn's Place, but I got the support from Dawn's Place to help me do that work. If I didn't have that, I don't know where I would be today. I've never had anything like a Dawn's Place in my whole entire life. And yes, I do work there, you know, but I was a resident there, you know, and I told you in the beginning that they said welcome home to me. I never had that said to me my whole entire life. So even though I worked there, Dawn's Place is still my home.
Yes, it is.
It will always be my home. Room 7 will always be my room, you know?
And she tells the residents that, too.
This is my room.
Yeah. And, you know, I know all the women that come through there. They do the work, and they're going to make it. They're definitely going to make it. As long as they have women, like strong women like all of us and whoever else is there with them, they can do this. You know, Dawn's Place gives that opportunity for us to grow. I became a productive person of society again, you know, living there.
Yes. Yes, you have. Yes, you are.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, you are. Quick question. So you were a resident, and then you graduated, and now you work there, and you're helping other women. Have any of those women also gone on to be employed there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, we have my assistant resident coordinator.
Okay.
She is a graduate from there.
Okay, excellent.
She was a resident when I was a resident. She was there a couple months before me, but then we went through the program together.
We have three graduates that are on the staff, we have two survivors that are on our board. So that's one of the things that attracted me to Dawn's Place, is that at every level of decision making, a survivor's voice is being heard.
Yes.
Because
so important.
They're the ones that have lived through it.
Yes. Yeah. So important.
So if I can, Dave.
Sure,
I just want to make this one point. So people think that because Dawn's Place is well established, because it's beautiful, because it's, you know, has helped so many women over the years, that surely we must be getting funds from the state or funds from the federal government or even funds from the city of Philadelphia. We are not getting one thin dime from any government
or one fat dime.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
We would be interested in doing that if we could assure that the government would not do things like say, 28 days, your funding's up, because we will never ever put a woman on the street. Mm-hmm. She has the opportunity to rebuild her life, and we know it's a slow process. Mm-hmm. We have been able to do that by the grace of God through the many, 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 many donors, many of whom are not wealthy. Religious orders mm-hmm. of sisters have been incredibly generous to mm-hmm. us. I can't even tell you the many different orders of sisters over the years that mm-hmm. have both worked at Dawn's Place and donated to Dawn's Place. Well, there was the Daughter of Charity, Sister Michelle, the Gray Sister, mm-hmm. The Good Shepherds, right? I mean, there's just, Sisters of St. Joseph, of course, but we already mentioned that St. Francis, the Holy Rosaries, the medical missions. Yeah. I mean, we could just go on and on. But without them, we could not have done this. Without the people who come onto our website and just give us a few dollars every month, mm-hmm. we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it at all. We pray every day that our doors don't close because mm-hmm. we look at the budget and we're like, oh my gosh, this is not a cheap enterprise. But we have been, touch wood, and with the grace of God, mm-hmm. been able to do what we've done so far.
So how to donate?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your opportunity. Write this down. And you'll hear this again. You'll hear this at least three times. And if you want to call 215-345-1570 in the future after you hear this to get how to donate. How do they donate?
www.ahomefordawn.org. Mm-hmm. There's a donate button on our website. You can donate one time. You can donate monthly. You can donate weekly. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want. The bottom line is we are incredibly reliant on the generosity of our donors. And God is good. God is good because
when
me and the three sisters opened this house, remember we had not 1 cent, and then we got 50,000, and then from there, and mm-hmm. what's our yearly budget now, sister?
Over 500,000.
Wow.
Just to run the house, to keep that many women going.
We actually have two houses. The transitional house, after a woman graduates from Dawn's Place, they can come over to our second house, which is named for Sister Teresita,
Teresita House. Mm-hmm.
And they can stay for an additional 6 months there. So we have two beautiful, beautiful houses that were built in the end of the 1800s.
Wow.
So
beautiful.
They need a lot of upkeep.
Mm-hmm. They sure do. We also have beautiful grounds that Anne Marie loves.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But you can go there and you won't even realize that you're in any urban, like in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. It is incredibly beautiful.
Kind of like Holy Spirit Radio. Anne Marie, I hear you like the 10 acres we're on.
I do. I love that because that's where, for me, it started.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got to the first program, I seen that statue, and that's where I find my peace out there.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So for us, that it's expensive, but it's worth it because mm-hmm. as far as we can tell, it's God's work.
Another question, besides the monetary donations, how about clothing and food, or what do you rely on that? Totally the budget, or do you ask for like a clothing drive or food drive or?
We don't do clothing drives. We don't have the physical space to be able to store stuff. But mm-hmm. we do have an Amazon wish list that also is on our website we have specific things on there that either the women, you know, like pantry items that the women will eat, or Scott's toilet paper, which is the only toilet paper that we can use because of our older plumbing. Coffee, you know, there are things on there that we use on a regular basis.
Am I red? Okay, no, I grew up, I had two sisters, older. I would have had a brother, but he died, stillborn. So I would have had a brother. So I have the benefit of having two older sisters. Good, better. No, I'm just kidding. I love them to death. Yeah. I really do.
Awesome.
I really do. Anyways, so I'm not. I've heard it before. So
yeah,
as we all have, a little humor to break this this heavy topic, ladies and gentlemen. But well, thank you, Sister Megan, mm-hmm. for recounting all that. Anne Marie,
yes.
Any final words that you want to speak to anyone listening? Whomever's listening about this topic, what would you say to them?
I would just say, first of all, I want to say thank you.
And you're welcome.
I just want to say, please help. I'm gonna speak for me. Being in the streets as long as I was, no one ever seen me. No one ever saw me at all. You know, whether They would throw their trash down next to me. Mm-hmm. So to me, I felt like I was a piece of trash just thrown away. Mm-hmm. So just help. We're human beings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're children of God, each
exactly.
one of you, unique individual.
Exactly.
A child of God, made in his likeness and image, and you're valuable.
Definitely. And we don't deserve to be overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. we want to live happy, joyous, and free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming in. Sister Megan, final words and thoughts?
Thank you for having us. Thank you for giving
You're
us
welcome.
This opportunity to get the message across. You know, if there's any listeners that are out there that would like to hear a little bit of a longer presentation, you can also sign up for that on our website as well.
Okay.
Which again, just for anyone who may have missed it, is ahomefordawn.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that's four is F-O-R, not the number four, spelled
okay.
out. So, you know, we really believe that the more people we can reach to talk about this topic,
mm-hmm.
the more that we'll work to eradicate it. It'd be great if we didn't have to have a Dawn's Place,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but we do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mary, over to you,
okay.
as they say on TV.
So I actually have three messages, if that makes sense. So the first one is, if you yourself need help, you can call the human trafficking hotline. If you're interested in Dawn's Place, again, a home for Dawn. And Sister's right, it's F-O-R, not the number, the letters. We're happy to help. If you are perhaps somebody who has been utilizing commercial sexual exploitation for your own sexual pleasure, if you're somebody who's been looking at pornography, there's help out there for you as well, but you want to stop because this is not something you want to contribute to. This is not the harmless pastime it's been sold to you as. That is a lie. The women who themselves finally get the help they need will tell you it's a lie. Get out. You want to get out. You want to get out as soon as you can. And finally, for, I guess, the majority of our listeners, if you want to do something because you see it's horrible, you've seen maybe a movie or you've spoken to people or you've read about it in the paper or you're listening to this broadcast, you want to do something to help. Dawn's Place needs your help. The women of Dawn's Place need your help. We will happily come to speak at your church, at your class, at your group, whatever it is, because that is also part of our function to raise awareness. But we need your help, financial help, your spiritual help. Pray for us. We need volunteer hours under certain circumstances. Again, ahomefordawn.org. And finally, I want to thank you. Thank you so much, David, for giving us this opportunity.
You're quite welcome, Mary and Sister Megan and Anne Marie. My pleasure, our pleasure here at Holy Spirit Radio. And again, this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio. And wow, ladies and gentlemen, do what you can to support Dawn's Place. I have no words, basically, and that's saying a lot for Dave Parker. As you know, my listeners. And when people hear this, they'll nod their head, north and south. Yes, that's so true. But seriously, folks, do what you can to help out Dawn's Place. Again, Dave Parker, Holy Spirit Radio. Thank you for listening, and talk to you next time. God bless.